We're doing brachas. We're up to Daled Amud Beis, about 15 lines from the bottom. The two dots. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Avina. Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Ravina. Kol Amar Tila Le David V'Chol Yom Gimel Pa'amim Uftach Lo Shuvenu Olam Haba. Whoever says Ashrei three times during the day, and different Rishonim have different gersos here, whether the main point is three times a day or at least once a day, he's promised he is worthy of getting a taste of the world to come. My time, why so? How so? If it's because it's in the order of the Aleph Beis and that has some Kabbalistic strength, so we have a chapter in Tehillim 119, which every 8 psukim is the next letter of the Aleph Beis. So you get 8 times Aleph Beis. You get 8 times Aleph, then 8 times Beis. That there you get the Aleph Beis in 8 faces, 8 ways. That rather, I guess the important verse, says the Talmud, is the verse that says that God opens his hand and gives sustenance to all living creatures that are in favor before him. So then we have a better description of God's benevolence in what's called Halel HaGadol, the Chtiv Bey, in Halel HaGadol, in Tehillim, it says like this, Noten lechem lechol basar, God gives sustenance, lechem doesn't only mean bread, lechem means sustenance, food, and basar doesn't necessarily mean meat, it means all living creatures. So, which one is the point? Whichever one has another place that seems to do it better. So why is Ashrei so good? And here you see, our Talmud says, Tilal David, the Rosh Hashulchan seemed to have a version that said Ashrei over here. And he said that even though technically the chapter in Tehillim begins with Tehillah le David, it doesn't begin with Ashrei. He points out from here, from his version where it says Ashrei, that's an indication that they were already having this custom of calling it Ashrei and saying all these Ashreis before the Tehillah le David in the time of the Talmud. Our Gemara doesn't support what he says because it just doesn't say it in our Gemara. But in his Gemara it said Ashrei over here. Okay, so then what's so special about Ashrei? It has both points put together. That's awesome. When you get the Aleph base plus the Pasuk Paseches Yadecha, that's a knockout punch. You get the world to come. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mipnei Malo Neimar Nun BeAshrei. One letter is missing from the Aleph base. The Nun, why is that not there? Mipnei Sheyesh BaMapaltan SheSonei Israel, because the Nun corresponds to the downfall of Israel's enemies. It's not really talking about the enemies, we just don't want to say it about Israel, but really that's what we're talking about. Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Nafla lo tosifkum betulat Israel. The virgin of Israel has fallen and will not continue to rise. So that's a terrible description of downfall, and that's why we don't like the letter Nun in Aleph Beis when we're doing it in order, so then the Nun would seemingly correspond to this, and that's why we skip it altogether. In the west of Babylon is Israel, they would explain the pasuk like this, that you have to just pause it differently. Nafla lo tosif, she's fallen and she won't continue, not she won't continue to rise, but rather she won't continue to fall od anymore. And then after that colon, kum bitulat Yisrael, God calls to them and says, arise, the virgin of Israel. Even though he did not mention the Nun, but being that the Nun corresponds to this pasuk of downfall, for whatever reason, I mean, there are many pasukim that begin with Nun. The question is, what's going on here? Why is this pasuk the pasuk that's the idea of the Nun? So we don't know what's going on here. This is all secrets of the Torah. But at any rate, if it would say Nun, it would correspond to the downfall of Israel, for whatever reason. And nonetheless, David gave support in the next pasuk, Shneimar, right afterwards, it says, Sumech Hashem l'chol ha'nofelim. God gives support to all those that fall. Okay.
I have one question.